Gap-minded. Good morning, everybody. Well, before we start, I need to know how your thumbs are doing, particularly you guys down there. How are your thumbs this morning? That's good. How about those who are less young? Fab. Very good. Let's just do some thumb testing. What I'm going to do is to show you just six people. I want you to decide whether they're good people with thumbs up, or whether they're bad people when we'll do thumbs down. If they're really bad, you can do double thumbs down, but I won't because I'm holding one of these. So let's have a look at our first person. Now, this is Captain Flora Sands, or Sandys. She was the only woman to serve on the front line in World War I. Now, good or bad? What do we reckon? Majority, I think that's good. Thank you very much. A few people, not sure. Okay, let's have a look at our second one. We've got two brothers here. Together, they saved a cat from a canal. What do we reckon? I'm neutral. Actually, I'm pretty not neutral. Most people think that's okay. Jane, I'm absolutely with you. Yes. Mr. Burns. Whoa, he doesn't. Lots of people, no idea who Mr. Burns is. That's fine. What about this policeman here? This guy here, he bought shoes for a homeless man. What do we think? Yeah, he's pretty good, isn't he? What about this one? Buzz Lightyear. Yeah! Cruella de Vil. Ooh, we're not sure about her, are we? We've seen six people. Here they are. Now, if I was to ask you as the next thing to put them in order from very good to very bad, I wonder if we might have some differences there. Who would you have very bad? Who's going to be right down the bottom? Let me go back to that picture. You guys say, who's going to be very bad? Mr. Burns. You've got Mr. Burns at the bottom. Anyone got anyone else at the bottom? Who's at the bottom? Who are you going to put at the bottom?
The cat in the well.
A very good one. The cat in the well. Yep, that's three of us against cats. Very good. There were six characters. Actually, there are seven pointers there. What I would ask you to do is to slot yourself in. If you had from very good to very bad, I wonder where you'd slot yourself in. You see, what we've done there is just to create some gaps between us and other people. Today we're going to be thinking about a story that Jesus told that was full of gaps. Deliberate gaps. We're going to have our reading now. We've got a few helpers with that. Georgia. And do our reading for us. And as we're going through, we've got a couple of people to help us out.
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men who went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself.
God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
But the tax collector stood at his distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said,
God have mercy on me, a sinner.
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well done. Very good. Actually, grab a seat for a moment. I'll come back to you. That's all right. Thank you. We're just going to meet those guys in a while. Well, as we turn to that passage in Luke chapter 18, let's pray first and then dig into it. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for every part of the Bible. We thank you for this story that Jesus told, a simple story with a very important message. Help us to understand it, please, but help us better what to do with it and how to apply it. Amen. Well, keep the passage open, please, if you would. So it's Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. If you look at the first bit, actually there's a bit of an escape clause here. This is one of those passages which is aimed at certain people. And it might be that you can get up and leave in a moment. So let's check this. Have a look at verse 9. And Jesus said, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else. Maybe that's not us. You'd never look down on anybody else, would you? Let's check. Have you ever mocked someone for being a bit weak? Quite as strong as you? Have you ever got really fed up with someone? Because they just don't get it? Ever simply told somebody that they're wrong? Have you ever really just been a little bit proud? I say this to my youngest daughter, and she said, nothing wrong with that, I am awesome. Well, there we go. Now, if you're still thinking, no, that's not me, warning. Can we do a warning sign, please? Guys down here, warning, warning. Hands like that. Warning. None of you have got hands like that. Remember the story that Jesus told? No, it wasn't a story, the incident that happened when the Pharisees asked Jesus, is it okay to stone this woman in line with the law? And he simply said, whoever has never sinned can throw the first stone. So let's be honest, this passage really is for all of us. I think we will now meet those two characters. Maybe the Pharisee and the tax collector. I can't even see where you went to. Would you come back and join us? Let's just find out a bit about these guys. So, Pharisee man, you might need. Have you got your microphone on?
I'm Mike.
Great. So, just tell us a bit about yourself.
Hello, I am a Pharisee. Most of my friends are also Pharisees. We try to follow all the laws that God gave to Moses. I'm pretty good at following his law. In fact, sometimes I do better than the law. Like when I fast. I fast, we only have to fast once a year, but I fast twice a week. The people in my town look up to me because I am so good at following God's law. And if I see someone breaking God's law, I sure tell them. Because I am so good, I think I'm close to God, and as close to God as I can get. Not many people are better than me.
So, I'm a tax collector, and when the Romans invaded our country, they made everyone pay lots of money to Caesar. He uses our money to invade more countries and have bigger palaces. No one likes paying their hard-earned money to invaders. My job is to get money off people in the town and give it to the Romans. I quite like to keep a lot of it to myself. My mates are other tax collectors. And I don't have any other friends. Well, except for a few Roman soldiers. Everyone else hates me.
Thank you very much. We'll send the Pharisee and the tax collector on their way. I was trying to think, these guys, what are they like? I like to think about things as cars sometimes. I don't know much about cars, but I like to make comparisons. And I think the Pharisee would be one of these. He's a Lexus LS600H. I'm so sorry if anybody's got one of these. It's only an analogy. This is a green hybrid car. It's a quality car. It's about as good for the environment as you can get. At least it likes to think it is. My car expert is having a go at me. So we don't really like those. Now let's have a think about the tax collector, because what sort of a car would the tax collector be? I reckon it's one of these smart cars that goes around catching you when you stop just for 2 minutes to drop the girls at the cinema, and there they are before you can pull out. I speak from my wife's experience. Well, we're looking at a little gap between those two cars. We're looking at gaps today, as I said. And let's have a look at some of the gaps that we get. But actually before, there's one gap that doesn't exist. If we have a look at verse 10 in the passage, so back to the passage, verse 10. And it says that two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. They both went to the temple, they both went up. Going to the temple in Jerusalem would have been a journey up a hill, and they were both clearly making effort to go and pray. They had the same purpose in mind, but their hearts were entirely different. Let's have a look at the gaps now. So in verse 11, we're going to see this. And I think what we'll do here, we've got a minor gap. Let's see if we can spot the gaps in this. Guys, you're going to join in with us if that's all right. So whenever we hear a gap, we're going to say, mind the gap. Are we okay with that? Quick practice, 1, 2, 3.
Mind the gap.
So here we go, and let's have a look. The Pharisee stood up and prayed. And it says in other versions, prayed about himself. Some translations say prayed by himself. And you remember, Josh stood up here, prayed by himself. He was putting a gap between him and the others. Mind the gap. And the second thing that we see is, I thank you that I am not like other men. He said there's a gap between me and other men. Mind the gap. Or even, I'm not like the tax collector. Mind the gap. And then he fasts twice a week and gives the tenth of all that he had. You see, the tax collector, the Pharisee was saying, there's God and there's me, I'm about as close as I can get, and then there's all the other people and I can judge them. See, he was busy building his way to God with bridges. He was constructing. Has anyone played Lemmings from about 100 years ago? One or two people. Well, Matt definitely has. I'm sure you played Lemmings. Then you play a game, you just kind of gradually build bridges up to wherever you need to get to. Every piece at a time. And to the Pharisee, every time he followed God's law to the nth degree, he was saying, I'm building my way up to God. The trouble was, he thought he was building a bridge to God and had pretty much built it. Look at my brilliant bridge. It's quite a cool bridge, isn't it? That is a good bridge. To the Pharisee, that was the bridge he built. The trouble is, he was really confused, because while he was building, actually what happened was he was building an igloo around himself. He was surrounding himself with his good stuff and just lost touch with what God was about. He was a guy who had a particular type of vision. There are some people who only have peripheral vision. They can only see right out of the sides of their eyes. I've got a friend like that. So if he talks to you, he used to turn his head sideways and just see outside. And that's what was happening here. The Pharisee was saying, God ought to like me, because there's no gap between me and God. He couldn't see the gap in the middle. There was this huge gap. And what he was trying to do was to do things that make God like me. Try to do things that make God like me. Now, most people have been coming here a while. We know that we wouldn't do that. We don't put gaps between people. We know that we need to be humble, don't we? Let's test that out. Have you ever said, thank God I'm not like them? Thank God I'm not like a Chav. Now, carefully looking around for the teenagers and avoiding their eyes. That's good. On the other side, thank God I'm not like the geeks who know everything and keep themselves to themselves. One or two slightly embarrassed people down here. That's good. Immigrants trying to take jobs. Thank God I'm not like them. Anyone felt that secretly? Travellers. No, we know we're supposed to like travellers. In our hearts, what happens? What's our first reaction? People who drive in the middle of the road when there's three lanes available, because the law says you should. No, I wouldn't give any secrets away there. Because the law says you should drive in lane one unless you're overtaking. I wonder if anyone's felt a little bit aggrieved that someone's been in the wrong lane. Americans. No, large people. Try and get away with that or not. Having lost a bit of weight myself, I found myself really, really judgmental of people who ought to lose a bit of weight or who don't weigh enough. It's very, very easy to do. Naughty children. We're all pretty judgmental of naughty children. What about you guys at school? Do you find that sometimes there are children who are naughtier than you and you judge them a bit? Or you are the naughtiest boy in class in some cases? Yeah, you judge them. Maybe you judge teachers who wear short-sleeved shirts, I don't know. See, we all do it sometimes, don't we? We judge people. We put a gap between ourselves and others. We say, we're here, and they're there. And it's okay for me to judge them. Jesus says in the story, mind the gap. When we think we're better than somebody else, we have to just mind the gap. The gap between ourselves and other people. And we need to think about the gap between ourselves and God. We're going to take a break, sing a song. And I'm going to come back and finish off in a moment. Wow, well, back to, where are we going now? Back to my friend, the tax collector. Here he is. Verse 13 in our Bibles tells us what he did. He stood at a distance. He couldn't even look up to heaven. And he beat his breast. And he prayed one simple short prayer. Why was he beating his breast? Well, it was something that happened as a sign of remorse and grief. And Luke only mentions it one other time in his whole account of Jesus' life. And that was just after Jesus had died on the cross. Look at this verse. It says, when all the people who had gathered to witness the sight of Jesus dying on a cross saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. Absolute remorse, realizing what they'd done. And that's where the tax collector was. See, he wasn't interested in the gap between himself and other men. The Pharisee had dealt with that. The Pharisee was up here saying, I'm great. And the tax collector was saying, I know just who I am. You see, his focus was entirely on the gap between him and God. And all he could pray was, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. He had no other words. He couldn't compare himself to anybody, not even the other tax collectors. All he could say was, have mercy on me. He saw the size of the gap from God to him. He had no other choice. But in that one simple prayer of admission of who he was and confession, the whole of the power of heaven was unleashed. And the very reason that Jesus came to earth was revealed even before, and this happened before Jesus died. The mercy and the grace and the love of God came to him. And Jesus said, that man was justified. You see, the Pharisee was trying to justify himself because of all the good stuff he'd done. He was about as good as he could get. And in fact, probably thought he was perhaps even a little bit better than God, setting up laws that weren't even there. The Pharisee knew he could never close this. The tax collector knew he could never close the gap. The Pharisee simply built his igloo over the top of him. And the conclusion. Well, in the Message version of the Bible, it says this. What's the point of the story? Well, Jesus tells us, and he says this, if you walk around with your nose in the air, you're going to end up flat on your face. Jesus says that those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So we've got to focus on that gap, haven't we? When we're thinking about other people, we've got to be thinking about the gap, not between us and them, but the gap between us and God. We've got to change the gap between you and them, whoever them is for us, to the gap between you and God. How can we do that? Well, here's some thoughts. I was writing some of this sitting in McDonald's, and I found myself, as I was writing there, looking at people coming in and out and shamefully making judgments about them. I was putting a gap between me and some of those people, and I had to catch myself and change it. Have a copy in McDonald's. Go somewhere. Sit in the park. When you're in the playground at school, when you're in between lessons, just think about who are you making judgments about? Who are you making opinions on? Change it and spot the gap between you and God instead. What else can you do? How about making a bit of a list? Who are the people that you know you put yourself slightly above? Pray with them, pray for them. What else can you do? When you can play mind the gap. Any of you are in families, you can play mind the gap here. So when you're sitting around the dinner table, whatever it is, and you hear someone else in the family just making a bit of a judgment about someone else, just say, mind the gap. And then whoever wins and gets the most mind the gaps, they get something really nice from their parents. Guys, you ready for this over lunchtime? Yeah. Big prize coming your way, whoever wins. Mind the gap. So look, just three thoughts then, what we can do. The tax collector. All he could pray was, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And he was justified through the grace and love of God, found in the death and resurrection of Jesus. So whenever you're on the tube or a train and you hear "Mind the Gap," this is what you can think of instead of falling down the gap. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the one that fills the gap between the holiness and awesomeness of God and our own sinfulness. We thank you that you died and rose again for us. Please help us to remember the gap between you and us, and not the gap between us and other people. Amen. Thank you.